turn with me to the beginning of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. Read that verse and we will get into the book of Hebrews chapter 6. The chapter is found in the look at the Hebrews 11 verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, becoming an ark, was taken of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the preacher of righteousness. He became the man of righteousness, which is by faith. And then what we make in chapter 6, the way we were at the end of that, we pick up the thoughts of the faith of Noah that works. So, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and that she did not of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is fled. He did that he shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth of those that were also after God. And the sons of God came even unto the daughters of men, and the best children of them, the seed of them, not the men, which were of old, men of men. And God saw that the wickedness of man was blessed in the earth, and that the imagination of the thoughts of his heart from all his evil continued. And it is written of the Lord that he made man on the earth, and grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man through my captivity from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fire of the dead. For it is none of you that I have made it, but Noah had own grace in the eyes of the Lord. Bless the Lord, and we're with our Father. We call upon you, desire that you would hear our cry, and that you would implant your ear unto us. We pray in Christ's name that you will be honored, and the Lord Jesus Christ will be lifted up and set before us, and the importance of the divine benefactor for this moment. That your people have instilled in them the principle of faith in which they are about to study the work of God. That is in this person, Noah, and the events that surrounding his time. So help us to be people of faith. Help us to be people that loves you and adores you, and that we desire your ways, that we might be enabled to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless your people, and thank you for the privilege of being together once again. In Christ's name, we pray these things. Amen. Noah is the third person which who comes to be the faith was Abel. And in Abel, we see the worker of faith. The next thing was Abraham, we see the walk of faith. And Noah, we see the work of faith. So now, one very important the Bible places on this from the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the verse, this one reads, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, impossible to please. Now, I'm sure if one of you were asked, do you want to please God in your answer, and you're probably yes. But how can you please him? By taking him at his word. I don't think anything can be more dishonorable than not believing him, not taking him at his word. Unbelief is something that is not in the temples of a child of God, in the life of a other child, but we have to believe where we should not be. We have to trust where we should not be. Those are all things according to our understanding. And then, of course, we will discover all in all, we go through the 11th chapter of Hebrews, what the situation with many of those people, some of them unknown. So, faith is very important. And that faith is in which we say the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. In this case, it's considered no one receiving from after the Lord's presence of the work of faith, while believers, it's not only our privilege to wait in faith and walk in faith, but also Noah to work in faith and to walk in a manner that will designate us as co-workers with Him. Ephesians 2 says we are His workmanship. We're His workmanship. We are His creating processes unto good works which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. And we recall the words which the Lord said, it is so funny. It is good now works to be done alone. So here we see that what we're through of faith in God, that there are always an outward evidence of that faith. Belief affects behavior. Faith changes that in works. So it's nothing to say that we have faith in God if it is not evidence on the outside. That is the consequence, that is the effect. It's not the cause, it is the effect. The second thing that manifests itself in righteous and holy living. So no one has done it. And that made him, according to what we just said, well pleasing to the Lord, which is the amazing work that he did in building the ark and proclaiming God's word and obeying the Lord. Now, to consider three reasons why a study of Noah is so up to date. First of all, Noah lived in the day of grace, and so do we. Let me go ahead and begin in Genesis chapter 6. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In Noah, the door of salvation was open for 120 years. We can first think of Abraham, who sometimes the people were disobedient when once the long servant God waited in the day of Noah, while the ark was protected, was continued as a soul were saved by water. Well, we live ourselves in a day of grace. Noah lived in a day of grace. But you and I today, we are in the great age. As Clinton Stick points out to the things that we touch in, and the day of salvation of our sons who started you. Behold, now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. So we in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 27 that the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost you will hear his voice, open up your heart in the day of Father God, in the day of conception, in the world. That is the way that we're in a day of grace. And of course, the Bible concludes in Revelation 2, verse 17, with the spirit and the bride saying, come, let him that heareth come, and let him that heareth come, and whosoever will let him take of the water of life. So, we live in a day of grace, and you live today in a day of grace. A full picture, a reason why I was able to say this. Noah lived in a day of terrible apostasy. I said, we're going to do it now. Do you agree that this is a terrible day of apostasy that we are in? Verse 1 through 7 of Jesus chapter 6. We see what God did say were. And then, of we can turn over to 1 Timothy chapter 4. And verse 1 and 2, and listen to this prophecy word of prophecy from Paul to him. And now the Spirit speaks to us that the latter times some shall be cut off from the faith, deconvened, losing spirits, and baptizing the devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscious speared with high arms, or being the messenger commanding us to have certain commandments which not ready to be received with that gift of the grateful lady and know the truth. And you murder for that is different to do. So that no one lived and labored for the Lord in the time of great spiritual and moral darkness and wickedness, living by living in the same time of truth and period. The first thing is, God lived and worked at the end of an age of differences, and so do you and I. If you know I lived at the end, the end of the known world at that time, right before the flood, and of course, we live in the last days of this age of grace. So no one lived in a world that was underturned in the world, and John 2:8. He said, well, the word on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Well, that is the truth about us. And the reason they're finding that is because the folks that not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, and this is the condemnation that men love God rather than much. I don't know why they don't like to be there and know that. He can build the heart and preach the righteousness to the people. Everybody that those that he sold were still locked and strong. That was not they had never run before. And the big heart, who ever heard of such a thing? Well, we've written long story now, and now we know that while things were under the law, that it's never been better under the law than every mountain may be found. The whole world becomes guilty before God. And we're told in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, that the mystery of iniquity does already work. It's already at work. So Noah lived in the day of which it was at the end of an age. And we're at the end of this age. It's like that every person walks through that. Well, upon that, let us look at Noah's faith work in the unusual setting and background that he was what is the work of God. The first thing that we can learn from him is that the work of faith is to hear the voice of God amid the clamor of other voices. Y'all remember the childhood of Elmer's true story about the boy who found the big pot, and so he put a ribbon around the tree. There was no ribbon or whatever, but the neighbor came to the ribbon and he went to tell others about it. So when he came back, the neighbor had a ribbon around the other tree, and so didn't call for him to make this turn. Well, there are too many of voices being heard today. Some of them are religious voices, but Noah had faith even in the midst of the clamor of other voices. What can be in the world that he is today? Noah by faith heard God speak it to him. Look, the first word of faith for us to do this thing. The very first word to the Philippian jailer who said, what must I do to be saved? Was the word of faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So it's not easy, because like Noah, we're surrounded by so many confusing voices, even religious ones. But the word of faith is to catch God's voice amid all the other voices and heard and gone down. The second thing is this. The book that in James chapter 6 and verse 14, the work of faith is to obey the voice of God, however contrary to human reason, it may seem. What does it say in verse 14? God instructed Moses to build an ark of gopher wood in the inside of his house, But who has ever heard of one God? Who has ever heard of a flood that never runs down the earth? A hectic person. Surely there must be such an understanding. But no God is such. And therefore, there is some. The world of faith is to return and act upon God's revelation. No matter how contrary those things in the nations, God's people have often been called mad from that divine good business. You know how they charged our Lord in John chapter 10, verse 10? Look at this. And this then said, "You have a devil and you're mad. Why are you hearing me? Why are you listening to me?" We make the matters like each other. So Peter said, "This is Paul. All over the factory, but one and made you mad." Well, we know that so did. Paul was the one who was on course. But a third thing, which we regard this work of faith, is that the work of faith is to do the will of God, even though you may appear to be the only one doing it. Are you the only Christian in your home? Are you the only Christian in your college class or the high school cross class? You see, Noah was the only one at first. God's people seemed like we've always been in the wrong. Of course, when the devil said that you're neglecting my being a Christian, because so few are Christians, and you remember it's the work of faith. We call him a liar. And to go on living and working for the Lord. Over in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 2 through 9, we have an interesting story about John the Baptist. John the Baptist dipped it out on the banks of the River Jordan, but he got in jail and witnessed human exchange. He had a delegation to do Jesus and said, "Are you the one who should come, or do we look for another?" And Jesus word back at him, "John, I'm running on stage. The blind can see, the lame walk, the dead hear, and all of that. And then you made what's uncalled the forgotten beatitude. Blessed is the man who doesn't get offended in the way God conducts my business." Well, here John the Baptist felt like he left the rocks under the chamber tree, that he was the only one who looked. But you see, the work of faith is to do the will of God, even though you may appear to be the only one who is doing it. So let's look at four things. The work of faith is to go on with God's work in the face of every opposition and discouragement. There is no doubt that Noah suffered opposition and must have been discouraged. How many times have you been to even in the Christian service, working with the Lord, for the Lord, working with the Lord, if it were possible, is there anything beneficial going to come out of this? Look at Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 13. That's this chapter 16. But Paul writes these wonderful words. "No temptation taken you, but as it is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that your anger, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." Now, what in reading that, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? Above all things, look at what phrase in that verse, in that passage, encourages you and changes you. God is faithful. He's always faithful if you're not. He cannot deny himself. Well, look over with that before, and Paul experienced, Paul in chapter 3 was transparent about himself, and he is do so to get people alive. But with one person, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. those trails that we were in, struggling on every side, perplexed, hooked you, cast down, and all of those things. And how many times have I wilted myself under such pressure as that? I look at your talk to Paul, and I'm encouraged. For he brought it on. Looking at the lesson chapter, verse 9. Let not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The Christian life is sometimes like a yo-yo. Sometimes we have that way, we have kicks. And all of that, we like to stay on the mountaintop all the time, but we know we can't because it's the end of that sometimes that the Lord teaches us the best. The world. study and get to verse 1, chapter 11 of Hebrews. No person of righteousness is condemning the world, which means to leave the world with a false excuse. Corinthians 5, chapter 19, says that we will call it invading our heart, now that we are ambassadors for Christ. And so God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ that be you reconciled. We must have lost the passion or lost roles today. We don't have the concern. And that is the only problem. So no man cares for my role. Or just thinking for a lost person to serve and level it toward the church. The thought that you agree is the word of God secures the reward of God. Hebrews 11, when we read that Noah in the Holy Spirit goes in heart to save his family, and that he became a heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. So not only was Noah accepted by the Lord, because of his faith, but also one's loved ones were saved as a result of Noah's work of faith. What a reward! So are you exercising in faith in the Lord for the salvation of your loved ones? Are you doing something for their salvation, for those around about you? It is your faith and you work in it. Remember what Jesus said. Faith without works is dead. So is your faith a working faith? And what a difference it can make not only in our own lives, but in the lives of those around about us. If we are like Noah, it's open and willing to respond. Father, we are studying a study of which you said that you are well pleased regarding your people. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. May you be pleased to instill in our hearts, our lives, the desire to please you, to see you at your word, what you say, and give us commands. Just certainly touch you at your word, like so many of you have in the Bible. Into the longest time, who was said to our master, just speak the word, and my son will be okay. And Jesus modeled up his faith and spoke the word, and made her home to a well child. We may be, at times, individually experiencing doubt, discouragement, and defeat. Inquire our hearts to at your word, where we will be lifted up above the world, and we will walk in the light of your word, and that we will bring honor and glory to you in our obedience to your commands and your word. We pray, Father, that it might have been your good pleasure to open someone's heart tonight to receive the word of grace, the word of salvation. Let the Holy Spirit might have guided someone, showing them their need of a Savior, the condemnation of their sin, their need of a Savior, and what you have done in order for a sinner to be saved. And simple faith in the true word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever is done, we know to whom we will ascribe the honor and the glory of it all.